Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni was in Washington this week for talks with President Bush. President Bush praised Uganda's leader for reducing his country's AIDS infection rate from 18% in 1995 to 8% in 1999, and he cited Uganda as a model for how increased U.S. aid against the disease should be spent. I spoke yesterday with President Museveni, who says U.S. policy and aid for Africa will help Uganda in the future.
President Bush has done quite a lot for Africa. He took up what President Clinton had started, the question of the African Growth Opportunity Act that opens the American market for African products. This is a very big contribution to the future prosperity of the continent.
And Uganda has benefited from this?
Yes, we have already started exporting textiles, exporting fish. Secondly, there is the Millennium Challenge account. That money can be used to aid trade. Then the third one is the money for AIDS, the $15 billion for AIDS.
President Bush has cited Uganda's program to fight AIDS as a model. How has Uganda's program succeeded?
We really succeeded by knowing our people and knowing the disease. We knew the vulnerabilities of our people. We knew that they had tribal customs had broken down and they had started behaving in a promiscuous way. However, when I studied the mode of the disease, I decided that it is stoppable. Then it was a question of behavior of the individuals. For the ordinary people, we say abstain from sex until you are married, and when you are married, be loyal to your partner. But we also say those who cannot abstain, then they should use condoms. It is therefore a comprehensive approach.
On the war in neighboring Congo, in 1998, Uganda and Rwanda invaded to back rebels fighting to oust the then-president Laurent Kabila. When Uganda withdrew its troops in late April, Uganda warned there would be chaos if the power vacuum wasn't filled. Is that what happened?
Well, there was quite a bit of bloodletting, but I'm glad now the international force has come in, led by France. If they come in a robust way with a clear mandate, they can help the people.
What's Uganda doing to try to disarm or demobilize the warring factions in eastern Congo?
We are no longer there. We have pulled out, so it is now the responsibility of the UN.
You have no interest in this at all now that you're out?
We have interest there because remember that those people are similar to our own people. They are the same tribes like ours, and they are neighbors, and they are our trading partners. So we are obviously interested in having peace there. But it must be peace as agreed by all the actors.
The war on terrorism is reportedly among the topics that you discussed with President Bush. Mm. In comments before the meeting, you said freedom fighting is not the same thing as terrorism. What did you mean by that?
If you are oppressed, if you are colonized, for instance, you should fight for your freedom. You can fight using peaceful means, like Gandhi did with the demonstrations and sit-ins and so on. Some may use arms, as we did. That, however, does not make me a terrorist. But if I target non-combatants deliberately, knowing that they are not soldiers, that they are women, they are children, they are men who are not active in military service, then I am a terrorist.
How are you preparing Uganda for the time following you?
That's not a problem. The procedures of the Constitution are not a problem. They are written in the Constitution, how it should be handled. So I'm not really worried about that side. What is of interest to me is the vision of transforming Uganda into a middle-class modern society. It will not matter who leads, as long as he leads according to the vision.
Would Uganda not benefit from having political parties have candidates to stand for election?
We have opened up the system. Those are going to start. That's no longer a problem. Because I have already made proposals to the Constitutional Review Commission to look into that.
When might that happen?
Well, in the coming years, as soon as the discussion is finished. I hope that by 2006 we shall have elections under.
And will you be a candidate then?
We are still discussing the Constitution, so I can't comment on that one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
President Yoweri Museveni of Uganda, who was here in Washington yesterday.